morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Let's go nuts. Let's go bananas. Strick is here. He just said, I don't really want to talk about the Blues. Listen here, son. You will talk about the Blues.
And you will like it.
You're here till 1 o'clock.
Well, listen, it's great being here as always. You know, this is the first time, I can't tell you how long, that the studio is hotter than, or maybe it's outside, it's hotter than it is inside the studio. Feels great today, by the way. It's a great day to be outside and just kind of not think about anything over the course of the last 24 hours and think about the people that are most important to you because it is Valentine's Day.
Wow, look at
well
that
said.
Message.
Mm-hmm. Happy V-Day.
Getting paid by Hallmark?
So don't worry about what happened yesterday. How about yesterday?
Don't worry about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, no matter what it was. Now, yesterday, I'm buying...
Blue's got a point. Blue's got a point. Thanks, Trey.
Good point. Solid point.
Thanks.
I'm buying Valentine's Day cards yesterday, and I'm there, you know, kind of, you know...
What a ripoff.
Oh, yeah, they're getting more and more expensive.
Huge ripoff.
Like $6.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe even more than that.
Love my wife. Love Valentine's
Day. So guess,
Day.
Guess who walks in?
Hallmark.
Buying
come
Valentine's
on.
Day cards when I'm there buying Valentine's Day
Bear
cards.
Jackman.
My wife.
Is that right?
Yes.
And she's like, you waited till today to get me... And you're like,
well, she already
what about you?
All her Valentine's Day cards. She was looking for something else for like a
Here
teacher.
You.
You know, this Valentine's Day list, by the way, has gotten longer than like a Christmas list. I mean, since when should it cost this much money for Valentine's Day? Not only do teachers get, like the teacher for my daughter, she sent home a list. Here's some other people to consider. And it had the lunch lady, the lunch assistant,
lunch
the
lady.
Office assistant,
snowflakes,
the principal, the
entitled
person
lunch
works
ladies.
Outside during carpool, the gym teacher, the other gym teacher, the music teacher, the art teacher.
For Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Ridiculous.
No. End of the year, you get them a nice present. And somebody will collect and then they go away.
Then
and
they have Teacher's Day. Appreciation Day.
Wow, why do you hate teachers?
Seriously, dude.
I love the teachers. Ms.
No,
Bodie's
it doesn't sound like it.
Oh,
Strick hates teachers. 855-282-8255.
Yesterday?
Great diversion, though, to not talking about what happened with the Blues in Nashville. Strick comes in and says, let's talk Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did go to many of our sponsors, Kirkwood Florist. I bought some from Meissner's last week.
Is that a sponsor?
Yes, and also Schnucks.
There after this.
But I went to Schnucks, and it's one of those small victories when you go to the Valentine's Day cards, and for the first time, I went to the wife section. You know, they have the little headers.
Take
the
a
first
drink.
Card.
We get it. You're married.
No, listen. The
right,
first card I picked, I liked it. How often do you grab the first card and you're like, we can do this? You don't have to go and look through 12 cards. I like the first one.
Yeah. But even if you like the first one, you still got to look at your second.
This one was perfect.
Options.
No. Cards are I found.
Small
I
victory.
I was at Schnucks, sponsor the other day, and I got Kim. What the message in there actually.
It works.
It works.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's rare to what Charlie's saying. Usually you find a card and it's like, without you, the sun would melt my heart and I would fade into existence. Like, what?
Yeah.
And then the next one's like, you're like an old frying pan. You smack me in the head every morning. You're like, no, that's not it either. There's never a good middle ground. It's either super sappy or super stupid.
Now, do you buy Valentine's Day cards for your wife from the kids?
I have.
Sometimes.
I did not do it this year.
From the dog?
Ooh, from the dog.
I should have. Although Carson made them at school, so he brought some home.
No, that counts.
That counts. Yeah. So I didn't think we needed to.
Martin's actually
kids
said,
Day,
thanks for all the rides, honey.
Yeah. Seriously.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I get off work at 2. I'm going to need a ride again.
She may be getting you a gift card to Uber for Valentine's Day. She's like, I'm
a
done
discount
picking
code.
You up. Okay? No more.
The spot of the day.
Again, Martin Kilcoyne, the only guy I know who's, what, maybe 50s, 40s?
Almost.
49.
49. 49.
Who talks about his conversations he has with his mom in the car.
Are you 50
That's
in March?
True. Coming up, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Birthday party
coming
time.
Up.
Well,
and,
we got to celebrate.
We had, I don't want to have one.
Oh, come on.
Everybody
so
else
lame.
Wants a party.
Take it back.
I had one.
Exactly. Everyone else wants a party.
Throw it at your house.
Surprise party when I was 30. And I almost didn't go that night. My buddy Urker's like, hey, we're all meeting up. I'm like, I'm going to stay home. My buddy Urker said, we're all going. And I said, nah, I don't want to go. And then he goes, we're going to run downtown and see some people. And I was wearing like sweatpants. He goes, why don't you change? I go, oh, I don't want to change. He goes, no, I think you should probably change because it was a surprise party. Mm. Great party. It was down at Dooley's, 8th and Olive. 40th birthday, we had a great dinner party at the Jay Bucks location right by Busch Stadium. A little private room, nice event, friends from out of town.
We get it, you're rich.
That was the busy place, great. Let me tell you. I'm sure you had to book that room.
No, okay. It was hopping back then.
He texted great Joe party. Buck, hey, man, can I get a deal here on a room?
I like Jay Bucks, too.
Great. They used to have really good food, and no, I don't did. Understand.
I used to
just
do a radio show there a few years
cigar?
Back. No, the one in Clayton at the Jay Bucks. We did a radio show there every Monday night. It was the only Monday night show that we talk hockey while Monday night football was going on. It's like
counter programming.
Supposed to be there for Monday night football.
But I don't want to. But here's the problem. So like, I don't want to say, hey, I'm turning 50. I'm having a killer party. And Kim's like, do you want to have a party? I said,
yes.
I don't. But everybody is at. And here's the thing: is we're going to probably be out of town. It's a Saturday.
Where are you going to be? Wisconsin?
No, I think we're going to go to Florida. But it's St. Patrick's Day is March 17th. We're on spring break.
When's
we'll be
your
out
birthday?
Of town. March 17th.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's
Day.
But I think we're going to be out of
I
town.
I got a great place for you, by the way. I got an email yesterday.
My
from,
mom is
from
obsessed
listener.
With this. She wants a party.
I think Four Hands Brewery, they have their tasting room, has an unbelievable party room. So
you can have work receptions there. Your bar mitzvah's
well,
there.
You
it's
can
a great
have
spot.
Anything you want. Yeah, rehearsal dinners, you know, private parties.
If you're a truck driver,
it.
Come
you
by.
Have a, you want to have a bar mitzvah? You can have it there.
I wouldn't mind.
So anyway, so I think we should book that. It's on South 8th Street. 1220 South 8th Street.
Seamless.
I think 6 year-round beers, some seasonal beers will be there. They got some wine. They got food there, too. So we'll go ahead and book that for
Looks
you. When do you want to
we got food, too.
Yeah. When do you want
well,
have
here's
it?
The question is, can you have a birthday party like a week or two
oh,
after?
When it's your 50th?
Yes.
I think we might have a party like in the summer. Is that lame?
No. Parties are always fun regardless
so
of the time.
Because they're
going to
be out of town on the birthday.
What's going on in Florida? Spring break?
Yeah. Just
or
going,
is
just,
you're going there for baseball?
No, we're not going for baseball. No.
We're going to catch a couple spring training games.
No.
We're going to start in Fort Lucie, and then we're going to head down to Sarasota, and then we're going to go to Jupiter. And
it's our annual tour to see the squad. by the way.
That sounds like fun.
We do have a lot to get to. You
yes,
can never
we do.
Tell that. Andy Strickland is here. Did I introduce?
Hey,
Strick
nice
is here.
With you, as always. Yes.
Sitting in with us. It's Wednesdays with Strick. Charlie Marlowe, Martin Kilcoyne, Solly's Wheelhouse over there, Brian Hoffman. Oh, can I play something? I don't want to forget. We pulled it for Frank. We ran out of time. We had a lot to get to. But Travis Ford had a press conference yesterday.
Hmm.
Or the equivalent of that. It was like a media get-together. And the topic...
Is he leaving for Kentucky? He's not doing that
no.
again, is he?
The topic is Jordan Goodwin suspended for 2 months.
Yeah,
and everybody's confused because he was facing an 18 to 24-month suspension just a few weeks ago. Now it's only 2 months.
Hmm.
Nobody was ever named, although you knew the players that were not on the court. So a lot of people say, well, why is Jordan Goodwin on the court if he was one of the four? And and we're trying to get some answers. Now, later in the day, talking to the dad, he said, my son was cleared of any sexual assault charges by the Title IX investigation. We got an email and a phone call backing that up. And I said, and he was upset, which you would be if you're the dad. He said, nobody's reporting that.
Correct.
And I said, because nobody has been told anything. This season-long Title IX investigation is over and still nothing, whether it's from basketball people or the school administrators, nothing.
Do you know if you're an attorney representing these players in these Title IX investigations, you're not allowed to cross-examine or even examine. You have to submit your questions, and then your questions are read by the Title IX panel to the actual accuser or the accused. So, you know, to try to paint the picture like this is some type of courtroom, you know, battle or like a cross-examination couldn't be further than the case. I think that's why attorneys, and especially the attorneys involved in this situation, are so confused because they profess that their clients are completely innocent. And there's way more, so many more layers to the story that have yet to be reported that I think they want out. I think they believe that eventually it will come out. But the way these Title IX investigations go is, in their opinion, I think, very unfair to those who have been accused to prove otherwise.
Yeah, it's pretty clear it's judge and jury. But in Goodwin's case, we'd all heard the stories, but it's not responsible. It's not legal for us to comment on air. But now it's official. He's suspended for 2 months, but he is sticking with the program. So a lot of things there. If you're the head coach, first of all, it's finally over, the investigation. your star player. You know exactly how long he's out. You also have heard from his statement that he is sticking with SLU. He said, I'll be back in 2 months.
How about that? I think his exact quote was, like, I'll team be back blue. With my team blue.
Team blue.
Sounds like an intramural team.
So we're asking Travis Ford for his reaction. He's like, we're getting ready every day, getting better every day. We got a heck of a game in Richmond, and we're all like, oh, okay, all right, that's not working.
So we're getting better.
And Chuck, you watched it on Periscope.
I did.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Watched all of it.
It was difficult to watch.
Periscope is Twitter. Facebook Live would be Facebook.
Okay, so Periscope is Twitter.
It was awkward because, listen, I get where Travis Ford is, and he has to probably give some non-answers, but I also think he thinks he can't say some of the things he probably can. Like, you can say, we're disappointed about this. It's been a rough year. It's been a situation that's been hanging over the program. It just seemed like, as you said, every question, what does this mean for the future? Well, Richmond, they run a 2-3 zone. It's like, come on. Come on, answer the question.
This is St. Louis University we're talking about that always handles themselves, for the most part, like they are a high school program. I mean, to be the bottom line, they don't. And I'm sure some type of discussion has been had with the head coach of what he can and cannot say. And I'm sure he's got the handcuffs on, to be honest with you.
But I think there's room there.
And they've never graduated to the big boy world, to be honest.
Why is it that Mizzou tells you Terrence Phillips has been suspended and he's undergoing a Title IX investigation?
I think they're more accustomed to dealing with
drama
issues,
and controversy,
drama and stories that get national coverage, and dealing, it's just a bigger environment, a much bigger atmosphere, which is why they can be terrible and have the worst 3-year run in the history of the program and essentially be ruined by a head coach by the name of Kim Anderson, and then all of a sudden hire a new coach and now be competitive and be a tournament team in less than 12 months later. That's how they're able to do it. But and there's a reason why some programs and some teams are just continuously bad, and or continuously can't really get out of their own way or stay and tread water, kind of stay at the same level year after year after year. You know, when you go about doing the same thing year after year and expect different results, it's just not reality.
I just think there's room somewhere legally, just logically, for the head coach to say, we're excited to get Jordan back. He made his statement. I think it was heartfelt.
You want to see the coach have your back, too, in this situation.
Absolutely, but you could have said something without being overly specific about the investigation. Of course he can't rip the university, even though he probably wouldn't mind doing that. So my point is, it reminded me of a great clip. Martin Short was on Saturday Night Live, and it was a parody of 60 Minutes. And you have to also, this would be fun later, kids, to Google it, because he's sweating profusely. He's got a cigarette shaking in his hand the whole time. He's like, and he basically is being badgered by their version of Mike Wallace, and it sounded like this.
Charges of animal abuse have been brought against the Living Unicorn Company, and tonight we go by satellite to California to speak with their lawyer, Mr. Nathan Thurm. Welcome to SNL News, Mr. Thurm.
It's a pleasure.
The ASPCA and other animal protection groups are strongly opposed to your client's practice of altering existing animals to produce living, mythical beasts.
Is that what they say? Or is that what you say? Because if that's what they say, I have no comment. And if that's what you say, then I have no comment either.
Then you have no comment.
I didn't say that. You said that. I didn't say that. You think I said that?
Mr. Thurm, isn't it true that the company you represent is engaged in animal experimentation?
There's no law against that. My client does perform surgery on animals. They never said they didn't. You think they did? That's so funny that you think that. They didn't say that.
Sir, legitimate veterinary surgery is one thing, but the alteration for pure sensationalism is quite another.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I know that. But have you never heard of a spayed cat? Wouldn't you say that he's been altered drastically?
Well, surely there's a vast difference between a spayed cat and a unicorn.
I know.
You get the idea. It's actually pretty entertaining. And if you go back and watch
Doug Vaughn just putting the heat, or maybe Jesus or something, putting the heat on Travis Ford.
Jesus was there. He was trying to get some answers. We're all looking for answers. All right, more to get to with Strick here. But first, a word about Offenburg Hyundai. Located in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's Highway 64. It's just across the river. It's easy to get to. Start the search for a new car online at OffenbergHyundai.com. In fact, great service, great showroom. It's worth the trip, whatever your needs. New car, pre-owned vehicle, service, excellent service. That's part of the Offenburg brand that has been around for years and years. OffenbergHyundai.com, O'Fallon, Illinois. It's the Greenmount Road exit, 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. Get yourself a new ride, especially if you need a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, I need a ride. Get yourself a new ride. All right, Strick doesn't want to talk hockey,
we'll pick you up.
I think we have to bring up what happened in Nashville. And let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What was the bigger story last night? The Blues losing that game or Missouri winning five in a row, getting to 18 wins, making a statement in the SEC?
Blues.
Blues, St. Louis?
Bigger story. I don't think there's any question. When you have a 3-0 lead and you end up losing, and the way that they lost, how they lost, I think is a much bigger story. Not to take anything away from Mizzou, I think that's still a big story because Mizzou looks like they may collapse every single game. But
it's driving you crazy.
And they find a way to hold on. I don't know how they do this. But
not if you bet against them when they have a big lead, then you always cover.
So every victory turns into an event for sure for Missouri. But, hey, you know what? Hopefully this helps them out come tournament time when we all know most games, at least most victories, come down to the last couple of minutes. You got to be able to play when the heat is on, and hopefully they're learning how to do that.
Did he answer the Blues question? What the hell happened there? They were dominating.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe that, man?
That's a terrible loss. Yeah. I know we're not here to hammer the Blues. Oh, that'd be great if you
they got a point. They got a point.
They got a point. They got a point.
We can talk
how
about
does that happen? Well, how does that happen? During the broadcast, Panger said, there's no time to ease up. You got to keep putting the hammer down. You got to.
And it's and I don't think they
but
did.
But you can't get too wide open either.
I don't think they did ease up. I just think that
country
mental
buggers.
Lapses completely cost this hockey team yesterday. You look at the shorthanded goal. They had not one but two chances to get the puck in, and they didn't do that. I would have liked to see, and I don't want to second guess anybody, but you're asking me for my opinion, so I'm going to give you my opinion. With the power play and a 3-1 lead on the road, latter half of the third period,
basically about 5.5 minutes ago,
I would not have had four forwards on the ice in the power play. I would have gone with two defensemen, and just to protect yourself against that potential situation occurring, you have Vince Dunn out there, a young rookie defenseman who isn't exactly counted on to be out there in critical defensive situations. So again, he's out there as an offensive specialist, plays the power play. But again, when the game is on the line, you don't typically see him out there in a defensive situation. So now all of a sudden, a 3-on-2 coming down his direction. You got Braden Schenn now, who's back. He's a forward playing defense. And, you know, he basically leaves Austin Watson by himself at the far post because of his lack of experience in that situation. And he and Dunn are both kind of going at the same guy, and they leave somebody unoccupied, wide open. And so there was multiple breakdowns in that specific play. For me, you probably would have liked to see yourself protected a little more from a defensive standpoint in that situation, either having another defenseman out there with Dunn or having Petrangelo or Parayko out there instead of Dunn, trying to protect that two-goal lead, even when you're with the man advantage and you're on the power play.
So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, because if they go real conservative.
And that's kind not of, being conservative, because we're talking about defensemen who can play the power play anyway. I mean, Alex Petrangelo was on the number one power play up until about a week and a half ago, right? So this is just, you know, he can handle that situation. Even if you're going to go with four defensemen, maybe you throw out a more experienced D-man in case that situation arises. Or you go with two defensemen and three forwards and have a traditional setup, again, to protect a two-goal lead. Because you'd like to extend it to a three-goal lead, I get it, but at the same time, you want to prevent from what exactly happened, which is allowing a shorthanded goal. So,
are they good enough that if they make a move at the deadline, that they'll be serious cup contenders? I mean, are they good enough?
Who knows?
Isn't Doug Armstrong kind of sitting there today wondering what he has?
I've seen the Edmonton. Oh, absolutely. I think he is. But I think a lot of other teams out there and a lot of other GMs are doing the same thing. Guys, I've seen the Edmonton Oilers as the 8th seed go to the 7th game of the Stanley Cup Final. I've seen the Los Angeles Kings win the Stanley Cup as the 8th seed. Last year, the Nashville Predators go to the Stanley Cup Final. I know they don't seed it the way that they used to in terms of 1 through 8 in each conference, but they were the 16th team, the last team to get in, and the last seeded team to get into the Stanley Cup Final, and they ended up going all the way to the Stanley Cup Final out of the Western Conference. So anything is possible. And look, they go on the road and you beat Winnipeg. I mean, if you finish out that game and you have road victories against Winnipeg and
Nashville,
then all of a sudden you win 6 of 8. It completely changes the tone, and you're right. They didn't.
Lots of texts regarding the Blues on the text line. 855-282-8255. Abe Froman saying, that was a dumpster fire last night. A guy named Mike says, why is it always so silent at Scottrade? Nashville fans cheered their team on to that win. It was so loud.
Country buggers are into it.
Country buggers get into it, and you know Nashville is the epitome of a homer right now, just the way they play on home ice. When they get the fans behind them after they scored the first goal off of a faceoff and off of a rebound, somebody should have picked up Jankrock in the slot there. And
I've always said that.
And they didn't. Then all of a sudden you allow the fans to get in there. There isn't a team in the league. You can maybe point to Vegas, but Nashville is probably even ahead of Vegas, I think, in the opinion of most people, in terms of feeding off the energy of their home crowd. Their home crowd is into it from start to finish.
Speaking of Vegas, the hipster of Tower Grove South says, there's no better feeling than losing $2,500 by the Blues losing a 3-0 lead. $2,500.
Who would do that?
Might have a gambling problem.
Maybe.
If you lose that much.
I think he said during Frank's show that it was a parlay, and that was the last part of it.
So he could have won.
Three-team parlay. He got the first two and then the Blues.
The question is, did he lose $2,500 or did he fail?
I don't think he lost. He failed to win $2,500. That's my understanding.
You got three goals at Pekka Rinne. That's the victory there.
They had 4 or 5. You know, they had a couple of chances, actually, decent chances after giving up the shorthanded goal. But even before it was 3-0, Patrick Berglund hits the post. I mean, listen, the Blues played probably their best period of the year. I mean, they played some great hockey up to, you know, prior to going into the third period. And whether you want to call it a collapse or whatever it was, I mean, it just happened so fast. I don't think the Blues even knew how to react. The third goal, I mean, Carter Hutton said, I think he was ran over. I mean, I don't think he was ran over, but there was certainly contact made. And now with the gray area of not knowing how the officials on the ice are going to rule on these goaltender interference situations, I just think, you know, what do you have to lose with 4.5 minutes to go? You might as well challenge that.
Yeah, and Mike Yeo even said after the game, I guess we could have challenged it. And I would argue, to what you're saying, I would agree. I would argue, what do you have to lose? Mm-hmm. I mean, you might as well. I mean, give it a shot.
Well, whenever
there's
contact made, which there was, then you know you have a chance of the call being overturned. I'm not going to sit here and say that it would have been. And it probably wouldn't have been. But even use it as a timeout to give your guys a chance to kind of regroup and just settle down. You might as well use your timeout as well.
Because the building's going nuts. You're demoralized.
So even if you lose the challenge, at least you use your timeout and maybe feel like you can kind of get the guys to regroup.
I agree with
take
that.
A deep breath.
To their credit, in the postgame that I saw, they didn't bemoan calls too much.
No.
They were surprised.
You can't when you're up 3-0, Mark.
Right. I agree, because I've heard it for years, the Blues. Well, this happened. Oh, poor Blues. No, you lost that game. However, the penalty shot was surprising, and that's all that Mike Yeo said was, yes, I was surprised.
And there's a reason why, you know, I didn't even tweet about the penalty shot. I mean,
you knew Forsberg was going to score. Well, at that point, I was surprised
as anybody that a penalty shot was called in that situation. I didn't think that they were going to call a penalty shot. Normally, it's a little more.
You don't decide a game like that way when you could have a shootout 2 minutes later.
Normally, it's a
if it's a 50-50 call.
A little more of an obvious call where they're going to rule on a penalty shot. Although, I believe that in overtime, I think every penalty should result in a penalty shot. I mean, I think it's way more stressful to try to kill off a 4-on-3, and chances are Nashville, certainly when you look at how good their power play is at home, number one power play at home, they're unbelievable. I think over 31%. You give that group a 4-on-3, I would say they have a pretty decent chance of finishing off the game on the power play. I think every penalty in overtime should result in a penalty shot. My initial thought was, wow, this could work in the Blues' favor if Carter Hutton's able to make this save.
Instead of having to burn off.
You don't have to kill off a two-minute penalty, and then all of a sudden now you're just basically walking into a shootout.
Now, that's an interesting thought, because if you give them the 2 minutes, they're probably going to score. Mm-hmm. And now you just have one shot to stop them.
That's right.
How about that? Blues are in Dallas. Coach Hitch is who's the guy in Dallas these days, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
In case you haven't
been studying
up. Ben Bishop
and Goal. Who else is on that team?
A lot of guys.
You know.
Sagan.
Good.
Tyler Sagan. Come on.
I know.
I was down there in Dallas a couple years ago for the playoff series. Seven games.
I love it. So now they got the rebound against Dallas. Dallas is playing some good hockey, although they just got beat up badly. 6-0 at home. to Vancouver. We only focus on when Blues get blown out to inferior teams, when this is kind of going on right now. Buffalo just beat who? Oh, they beat Tampa Bay at home.
No.
Yes.
They did?
Yeah. You know, the Blues beat Buffalo 1-0.
Did Qdoba play?
Everyone's like, well, how could you not beat them 4-0 or 5-0?
This is Greg. Because Trick always like, I don't want to just talk hockey. I don't to... And you're like, did you see what's happening?
Did you see Montreal versus Winnipeg? Unbelievable.
Like... Blues lose 8-0. Look, guys, the other teams have lost 8-0 too. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, so the parity is certainly in play in the National Hockey. Anybody can beat anybody. But again, when Vancouver goes into Dallas and wins 6-0, nobody expects to see that. Just like you don't expect St. Louis to lose 5-0 to Arizona.
You see that Carolina game, Charlie, the other night, what they did with the 5-on-3?
They scored 7 yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Carolina.
I knew that.
That's what I meant.
Against L.A., Jonathan Quick's been terrible. He got pulled again.
Everybody talks about our goalies. How come Jonathan Quick? Well, he's
Let's talk about Rod Brindamore.
What about guys? Right?
He's on the bench.
10 years ago?
He's a former first-round pick of the Blues.
I know, Michigan State, right?
State. Maybe the Cardinals are doing all this all parties. Wrong. Instead Number of 19. Saying, like, you know, fans are complaining they missed the postseason 2 straight years, maybe Mo should just go to a podium and be like, Seattle hasn't made the playoffs since 2001. What are you whining about?
The short answer is it's just frustrating to be a Blues fan because you always want to get excited, and then you do get excited, and then you kind of get burned in the end. That felt like a playoff game.
It did.
It felt like a game the Blues have had in the past where you're like, yes, we're going to win this series, and then it just turns, you know, and the home building goes crazy, and you're limping out of there.
In the National Hockey League. You're never, especially against a good team on the road. You never feel like the game's in control.
But how about this? And look, I know last night's loss was horrible. Big picture, though. St. Louis sports fan, Cardinals, Blues. Cardinals, for a decade, they're always in it, even if they frustrate you. Blues are looking for what? Their 7th straight year in the postseason? Is that correct?
And they went,
so think about it.
6th straight years.
All I'm saying is always relevant. Look, last night was horrible, but it could be worse. Your team could be tanking. Your team could suck. Blues, always relevant.
You know, there was a debate, and somebody asked me on a different radio show the other day, would you rather miss the playoffs?
Show were you on?
Or
98.7, the Blade,
would you rather
Winnipeg,
be in a rebuild where you know you're going to be good in a few years down the road? And this has nothing to do with St. Louis. We're talking about a completely different situation. The New York Rangers, actually. Or get to the playoffs and lose in the second round. Like, what would you prefer? I think getting to the playoffs.
Playoffs every single year. It's fun.
Yes.
It's fun for the city.
Yes. You get in, anything can happen. Jake Allen did say on...
Hey, what did the Edmonton Oilers do? Back in 06, remember?
Oh, their run with your guy?
Yeah.
Your boss.
The LA Kings.
Pronger got to the finals and lost to Carolina?
Yeah, game 7. He should have won the Conn Smythe regardless of the outcome. He was unbelievable. You talk about putting a team on your back. And it was the first year he left St. Louis, which we've seen quite often, right? All these guys that leave here.
Dallas, at least he waited another Shanahan. Year to win his cup.
Martin, what about the 2013 Did Islanders?
No, I remember the 06 run by Edmonton and playing Carolina because Cousin John and I were in Montreal, so we're watching Canadian television.
Oh, good.
And after the game
like
ends.
Like CTV, or are you talking about just Canadian television in general?
Whatever network had the cup final.
Okay.
And their postgame show was like 3 hours. And I'm telling you, they interviewed every, I think Pronger got interviewed.
That was before the postgame show.
They interviewed like every guy on the team. And it was unbelievable. And then Pronger popped up at some point.
I have a funny joke. Yeah. I'm going to keep it in my pocket for the commercial break.
Give it to me.
It's kind of a personal joke.
You can't
It'd be funny, though. You
keep
guys
it
will
in my
like
pocket.
It.
You can't
it's not
me.
For public. You guys will like it during the break. That's all I can
take
say.
Take it back. Hey, pockets. Take it to the bank. Brought to you by Triad Bank. Blues fans, how about you opine your faith in this team? Do you still think this is a team that can make a deep run? Or
Let's
you
take
say,
some calls.
First,
When's the last time we took calls around here?
I'll take calls. Hawk says no.
We're going to do a heavy screening here.
All right, how about this? How about this?
Heavy screening.
No one gets past it.
We do have a format here, but
like on my no call list.
Oh my
gosh. Hey, Andy, what's going on? I gave Cam a ride the other night. Like, okay, next. Next.
No.
We'll do a little take it to the bank.
Okay.
You call in. You got to bring some heat, right? Got to bring a little heat, just like Rome.
Just don't be mean.
Don't be mean. Take it to the bank, as always, brought to you by Triad Bank, the neighborhood-friendly bank in Frontenac. TriadBanking.com is their website. They were started here in St. Louis in 2005. Chris Pronger was still in the Blues back then. How about that? Triad Bank knows the St. Louis scene. Therefore, if you're a business owner and you're looking to do more business, talk to Jim Ragna. Anybody out there at Triad Bank, happy to help you, and it helps that they know St. Louis so well. It's TriadBanking.com. They're located on Clayton Road, one block west of Lindbergh. Stop by and see them. We'll come back. Let's do this, Charlie.
What's the phone number?
855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. Load up those phone calls. Maybe we'll even give some prizes away. We'll do a little take it to the bank.
Yeah.
We might even out Charlie for his joke that he's got in his pocket.
Maybe I'll give you a ride.
I have a good joke.
A
I also have, listen.
MTC truck driver training.
I have three hot takes that I wrote down in my notes section.
It's nice out.
Nope. These are good sports takes, Martin. How about this? Before we go to break, though, can I tell people about Miller Furniture?
Sure.
Because it is the final week of Miller Furniture's half-price sale where you can get a single item or an entire house full of furniture half off the list price. What's included, you're asking? How about everything? 35,000 square feet of combined showrooms, all on sale, ready for immediate delivery, including their high-quality Amish-made furniture and real leather furniture from Flex Steel and Southern Motion. Miller Furniture, always on top of the latest trends in furniture, including the reclining sofas. They're fantastic with power adjustable headrests and power lumbar support. They have several models on display in both their Belleville location and Lake St. Louis showrooms. Plus, they have great specials on Tempur-Pedic mattresses and much more. Miller Furniture's half-price sale ends this next Tuesday, February 20th. Check them out in-store, on Facebook, and at MillerFurniture.com.
All right, open phone lines when we come back. 855-282-8255. A Take It to the Bank Wednesday with Strick. Don't be mean. That's what he says. I really don't care. 590
Me either.